Welcome to another episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, I'm going to be sharing my recap of Love is Blind Season 8, the wedding episode. It was a journey, to say the least, throughout this episode. Obviously, you guys know how these episodes go. We get the crazy long recaps. It's an hour and a half long. We condense it down to about 15 minutes. But for those of you who stick around after my recap, I will have my interview with Love is Blind Season 8, Monica. I released my episode with Joey earlier in the week. Now I want to release my interview with Monica from Love is Blind, who talks about the entire process. And we get the recap of the wedding, plus we get an interview with Monica. I hope you enjoy this episode. Episode 12, the wedding episodes. Let me explain something. These episodes, this is an hour and a half long. This episode was an hour and a half long. Let me tell you, this could have been an email. I'm going to be real with you guys. This could have been an email. That's what this episode could be. I honestly struggle to watch the buildup. I've watched the season. I don't need to see the recap. I don't need to see them telling us everything that already transpired. I don't need any of that. I just want to see, are they going to say yes or are they going to say no? That's the big thing for me. That's all I really want to see at the end of the day. I think that's all of you want to see at the end of the day. That's why this episode of this podcast, breaking down this episode, is not going to be very long. But that being said, obviously, we knew, the audiences knew, Sarah wasn't going to say I do. I don't understand. She says, I like my partner to be on the same wavelength as me, but I can't. She said, I still love you. I think you're amazing. I care about you. He said, I want to stay with you and continue to grow with our relationship. But she said, we'll see and talk about it. Damn. She awkwardly leaves, tells everyone to find her in the back. She said, I'm fine, but get me out of here. She said, he was everything I pretty much wanted. Pretty much. That's the, you never want to hear that. Pretty much. She said, I hope I made the right decision. He hugs Molly and Lauren, who were at the wedding. Her mom asked if there was a time frame, but she knew about that. She talks about the Black Lives Matter thing. You still got engaged. That didn't change. Then, of course, when she asked about the church situation, he kind of delayed it a little bit. She finally listened to her sermon. When she listened to the sermon, she said that their sexual identity was traditional. He didn't have much to say about that either. Ben, on the other hand, thought they were on the same page, and he was confident. He can't see a situation where he did anything wrong. Not sure he did anything quote-unquote wrong, but your line, your moral compasses didn't line up. I can't believe you were shocked. She said she didn't know and wasn't sure it'll work. I mean, you knew this in the pods. You knew these things in the pods when he reacted the way that he did. All right, speaking of being disappointed, to Monica and Joey, she said if he says yes and isn't all in, she's all in too. We finally see Joey's family. We have a little chair for his sister, which I absolutely thought was adorable. Quick programming note here. I do have interviews with Monica and Joey up on this YouTube channel. If you want to check them out, please do. All this leads to say, I don't know right now. She said, I'm about to cry. She said, it's either 100% or not. And 100% and not in this moment, I am. We're not there quite yet. He said, same. Joey gives a little speech and says to cherish every little moment. He ends it on a happy note. This is what I found interesting. He says that I never heard her say, I love you, until they were at the altar. I found that quite interesting. He said the first time she ever said it to him was at the altar. He says, I didn't know that at all. Crazy. Devin and Virginia. Exactly how we expected it to go down. Devin said, I do. Virginia said, no, I'm just not ready. He was devastated. His mom was crying. The little girl asked, the little girl that was at the wedding says, what is happening? And his dad goes, she said, no. It was brutal. Brutal moment. Let me ask you a question. This is so awkward. Like, everybody has to sit there like this. They say no, and then you just have to sit there and wait for everybody like to get up and dip. I'm like, me? You say no, I'm out. Peace out, guys. Thanks for wasting my time. Let's see here. She said there were certain topics like politics that he didn't want her to push him on. Their sexual relationship aspect was missing. She said the communication around things. He said he was raised in a conservative household and voted with his faith in mind.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Let's see here. And then found out, this is one that I found out was weird. Apparently, Devin got a check as a wedding present. His mom brought it up in front of Virginia, but Devin never really, like, confirmed that they got the check or anything. So it was kind of sketchy. Like, the entire thing was kind of sketchy. Like, that's to me, like, she was like, that's a red flag, too. Like, that's a major red flag. Like, how do you not tell somebody about a whole-ass check? I'm trying to see what happened to my notes here. My notes just disappeared. Well, I mean, we only got one couple left. You know what I mean? So, Daniel and Taylor, who knew they would be the couple, the only couple to say I do? When I'm telling you what, when his sister is singing them down the aisle, I am almost in tears myself. Actually, to be honest with you, I was in tears. This blew me away. This moment, just mesmerizing. These two went through the ringer. Did he follow her? Did he not follow her on Instagram? As soon as they overcame that, these two never looked back. It was perfect. I think these two were great together. I love their arc. I love their story. I'm happy for them. I can't wait to see like that year later situation, what they've transpired in the last year. To me, fantastic. Super happy for Daniel and Tyler. Congratulations on being the only couple to get married in season 8. This is the big thing. What did you guys think of season 8? Was it successful? Was it not? I do think it was a lot better than last season. There was just too much minutia off screen. There's some off screen minutia this season, but it didn't involve a lot of the people that we saw on our screen. So that was a little bit change. I'm going to be interested to see what happens at the reunion. Monica, Joey, what really went down? Ben and Sarah situation. Devin, Virginia. I'm sure that's going to get spicy. And of course, Dave. Dave.
All right. I'd like to welcome to the Love and Reality podcast from Love is Blind Season 8. Monica, how are you doing today?
Hi, I am doing great. Super excited to be here.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to chat with you. I've loved watching you and Joey's journey on the show, but I want to take audiences back just a little bit before that. What made you want to go on to Love is Blind? And maybe what was that like initial shove to be like, all right, I want to do this?
Yeah, it was crazy because I did not plan to go on. I was reached out to, and I'm like, this is fake. Like, this is a bot. And my friends were like, absolutely not. Like, they're coming to Minneapolis. So I went through like interviews and everything, just like, this is never going to happen. Like, this isn't happen to me. And then when I started to see it was getting serious, like, oh, this is actually could be a thing. And I'm really thinking like, okay, like, is this a right time in my life to do this? And the reason why I went on and wanted to go on is I gave up on dating completely. Like, I was hurt in my past, just exhausted, burnt out, going on dates after dates, like getting my hopes up, feeling like I met somebody a few months go like down the road, it falls apart, you get hurt and you start up again. It's just, so I joke, I'm like, I was just a hermit in my cave. Like, I was like working and just seeing friends and family. I was like, my world was very small and I had just given up. So in some of my interviews, I'm like, honestly, people meet in all sorts of ways and I'm not pushing myself to put myself out there. So it probably, I need something as crazy as Love is Blind to be like, nope, like get your ass out of bed and go try to meet somebody. So that was why I decided to do it. And I'm really happy I did. It gave me the push I needed.
Yeah, I constantly say right now, obviously I'm married, but I'm like, man, if I ever something ever happened, I would not. Like, this dating world the way it is now, I'm like, I want no part of it. I might just stay single for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Like, it's it's tough
out there. It is very tough.
Obviously early in the pods, take me through the process of maybe what you were going through. And then also, like, obviously we see you connect with Joey, but were some of there other connections that you formed in the pods?
Yeah. So obviously you only see Joey and I from very early on, connecting and everything. And that was a very early connection. So Joey was actually the very first date I had in the pods ever. like right when I walked in the door and I heard Joey's voice like, hello. I can't even do his accent. And immediately he like calmed me down. Like it was good. So he was the very first person I talked to. He was very high up on my list, like throughout the whole entire experience. But I did have connections with other people as well. I mean, as we all did, like everyone talks to each other. And every day you kind of dwindle down your list to try to hopefully find that one person. But yeah, I had pretty strong connections all the way up to the end. Ultimately I chose Joey. And I told him before I knew if he was even talking to anybody else, I'm like, hey, just so you know, like I feel confident in this relationship. I don't expect you to give me an answer if I'm the only one, but I just want you to know that. But like, please take your time, and like, I want you to make sure that I'm a good match for you. So, it worked out, obviously, but it was a crazy experience and a lot of amazing people. It got hard towards the end trying to narrow it down, but I felt very confident in my connection with Joey.
Yeah, you guys, it was almost, and obviously from a viewer perspective, we're only seeing a condensed version of you guys' time in the pods, but like you could feel that the moment we kind of see you guys connect. So is that opening scene where you guys are meeting, was that was like the opening, the first time? That's awesome that it was your first date ends up being the person that you get engaged with. Well, obviously this leads to probably, if not my favorite reveal in the history of this show. Like and I think it's funny because like not only I'm sure like living it was definitely interesting because it was just a fun atmosphere. It was basically everything that was in the pods revealed itself in this moment. What was it kind of like going through as it happened? What was those nerves like watching it back? And then even the reception from everybody that's watching it now?
Let me tell you. I have never had any experience like that in my life, and I'm very confident I will never have an experience like that ever again in my life. I was so anxious and my head was spinning. I don't even know. I don't even know what I was thinking. I joke about it online. I'm like, I feel like I just blacked out because I can't even tell you what I was doing with my body. And I do remember immediately when the doors opened and I like fell to the ground, and so many people are online and are like, girl, stand up. Like, you're a tall girl, like own it, stand up. And I'm like, I don't even remember not standing up. Like, I wish I had a reason to give you. Like, I wish I was like, yeah, I was insecure with my height. Like, I don't have a reason for you. Like, my body just took over and I just did whatever you saw me doing. I wish I had more to explain about that. But no, it was crazy. It was surreal watching it back. It's hard to watch back because I'm like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? I know I have a lot of energy and it's like, it's very fun and everything. And I'm learning about myself, like, in moments of like high anxiety and everything. A lot of people shut down. So I feel like you see a lot of reveals where people are like quiet and reserved because it's a lot happening. For me, I apparently don't shut down. So that was news to me. I'm like, whoa, when I'm, in this anxious mindset, I just spin and go off. So that's good for me to learn about myself. But no, I mean, I thought it was cute too. I wouldn't have, had it any other way because that is part of my personality. I get excited, and if I would have watched it and I was more reserved, I'd be like, oh no, like that doesn't seem like me. But yeah, it was cute. It was fun. I'm happy people liked it. And the people that didn't like it, sorry that I offended you.
Yeah, somehow, some way, you know what I mean?
Somehow, but hey, to each their own.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's cool because like you form this like fun vibe in the pods, and that like like you said, like the meetup, it could be very awkward. It could be very different. It could be like, is this gonna be the same guy that I've fell in love with based off of his personality? No, like when he comes, it's the personality in the reveal is just as equal as what you were getting in the pods, right?
Yep, absolutely. And it was weird, and I think we can all say this. Like, anyone that's ever gone through that reveal process, I think, can agree. it takes a second for your brain to connect this person in front of you and the voice. And it is so trippy and so surreal because I tried not to picture what Joey looked like because I'm like, I'm not gonna, I don't know, get my heart set on this imaginary man in my brain and like, I don't know, feel weird about it if he doesn't look exactly like this image. So I really, really tried not to think what Joey looked like, but I did not expect the hair. Did not expect the hair. That was a shot. Probably like a couple days, maybe, to really sync the voice with this person. And I think that was just my brain just short circuiting. Like, what the hell is going on here? This is not normal. But
Right, like,
it
hey,
was
I'm
a really fun
engaged to
experience. It
Tarzan
was
now, you know what I mean?
unlike
Like,
anything
I'm
else.
right, you know, you're like engaged to Tarzan now, you know what I mean? Like, it's you know, that was hilarious.
Totally.
So obviously,
Oh my gosh, I remember saying that.
I do exactly. When we shift to Honduras, right, and we start to mix and mingle with the couples, and you start to see, did you kind of find yourself comparing maybe where you and Joey were versus where some of the other couples were?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. So I feel like it's human nature to compare yourself to peers, even if you don't want to. I feel like that's just us as humans do that subconsciously. So a little bit of that did start to happen. And I tried to stop myself and be like, hey, our relationship isn't their relationship. And our journey is not their journey. But it did, I did start to see the reactions of other couples together, like being more touchy-feely and being more lovey. And Joey and I are like more silly. And we had talked about in the pods too that neither of us really like PDA, that we're like uncomfortable, like, I don't know, make it out in public. Like, it was like very dramatic, but like we had talked about that we're not going to be all over each other. That's just not really who we are. But it's still, it was hard to see like a lot of affection happen around you and not seeing it happen, you know, with yourself and your partner. So it was, yeah, a lot of feelings, but also like it's so surreal and there's so much going on anyway. But yes, try not to compare yourself, but sometimes it does come into play.
Yeah, for sure. Because like, and I think one of the most important parts of this process, right? So you meet in the pods, you're conversating the pods. You do have this time on this, I like to call the honeymoon phase there, to really unpack what happened in the pods before you really get the real life value of the next phase of the experiment, right? So that's, to me, it's like an important part of this process of Love is Blind, to really get to know this person before you take them to the next phase of meeting your family and going through that process, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was crazy time, man, let me
Right, exactly.
tell you.
Now, obviously, we have to talk about the meeting with the family. I love the first element of the family. Did you kind of expect a full-on jam session? Did you like to see kind of Joey wrap himself up in that jam session and kind of adapt himself to the family like he was one of their, like one of your own?
Yes. So first, going back to this jam, fam jam. So this is something my family and we've been doing forever. It's just, I don't know how it started. It's just like something, because we always have music going on at our house. And growing up, we've always just had music blasting. And just one day, I guess we just started jamming out and it just became a thing. I had no knowledge that my mother was going to do that on camera. And what I saw, we were all sitting on the couch, and I see like we have a little like box with instruments, and I see it like not where it usually is. And a split second, I'm like, oh, that's weird. Did she like rearrange something? And then, not even a few moments later, she's like, I think we should do a j fam jam. I'm like, I don't think so at all, Mom. Absolutely not. Like, this is like not something that the world should see because. No. obviously there's cameras, like I can't like yell at her. I'm like with a smile, like please stop. Please stop. But it was fun. I mean, that is something that is, quirky, my family does. And like knowing that Joey did just jump in right away, like you could have said, this is weird, not doing this, you guys are crazy. And then I would have known that, like, well, this obviously isn't gonna work because my family is quirky and weird, and like you need to be okay with that. So his reaction was great. It was fun. It was very hard to watch. But it was cute. I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could see almost this fear in your face, right? When you're watching it, you're watching when I'm watching it as a viewer, you could see that fear in your face, like, oh my God, they are doing this. This is gonna be on Netflix for literally the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Like
Correct. Yes. Yes.
so we talk about the family and having a conversation with Joey, having a conversation, like the both of you. I know you guys attracted to each other based on your guys' family values. Family's very, very important to both of you guys. Obviously, in this most recent batch, we kind of see your sister's reaction seemed a little bit overwhelming for you in that moment. What's it like kind of living in that moment? Kind of what was your process? But then even maybe a year later, like you're watching it, you understand it from a protective value of your sister being protective, but what was kind of going through your mind at the time and then maybe even now?
Yeah, so I know that is a huge topic out there, especially online, with my sister. And I mean, I would be lying if I said it isn't hard to see, because it is. That's my sister. That's family. Like, I love her to death. She's been my best friend my whole life. So going through that moment, I'll start there. So living through that, it was hard. And even knowing my sister, like she's very blunt. Like she says things as they are, and sometimes that can get you in trouble, So knowing that, it wasn't that big of a shock to me to know that she was going to push back on some things. And I will say, like, her concerns were valid. Like any loving family member, like I would be a little concerned if like no one asking these questions of like, hey, like, are you sure about this? And like, you haven't known him for that long. Like, very valid questions. Was her delivery great? No. Like, she is no. But just knowing, like, truly knowing her, like, it did come out of love. Like, it truly did. And I've had really hard relationships in the past where, like, I've been crushed and she's been there for me, and like she's built me back up, and she is very protective in that way, and she truly doesn't want to see me get hurt again. So I understand where she was coming from. But that being said, like it wasn't easy, because I'm like, I have this connection with this person. I like worked really hard, and I'm taking this very seriously, and like I want, obviously, my loved ones to love this person, and at the very least, be open-minded to it. So in that moment, I thought that she was quick to judge. And that was like a split second like reaction from her. And we did have a lot of conversations, off camera, just the two of us, like very deep conversations, not even about Joey, but just like our own boundaries, our own relationships. So like knowing that, like it was very hard to watch, and hard to live through, but it did result in really good things, because our bond now was stronger. And like I had conversations with her, like sit down and be like, hey, I understand where you're coming from, but like you need to trust me. You can't always protect me and like, be like the dragon protecting the princess in the castle. It's like, you gotta let me go. You gotta let me do this. Like, I appreciate your concern, but you need to trust me. So like our relationship now a year later is so much stronger, because we have had those conversations. And that moment that everybody's seeing, that was like the catalyst to, more like therapy and like really working on our bond as a family and as my sister. So hard to watch. But does get better. But yes.
Yeah, but for me, like this person has seen you at your. I think this is the thing that people are taking out of context. You talked about this early on. Like you were to a point of your life where you're like, I don't want to date no more. Like, so this is a person that has seen you at your low, and this experiment is weird. You know what I mean? On the surface, it's very, yes, it's been going on for 8 seasons. Yes, it's been successful. It doesn't matter. Like, even talking to Joey, Joey's like, I never watched a show before in my life. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that don't know what Love is Blind is, and that's fine. But the backlash into some extent, sure, was she direct? But also, you're talking about people that are having cameras shoved in their face for like the first time, maybe in their entire life, and that's who they are as a person. So it's not necessarily fair. I probably would be overly protective as well. Some people are more direct than others, but I don't, I feel you and understand what you're saying there because, like, even earlier, you saying to me, like, it made sense, like, oh, she's been through the ringer. This person has seen you been through the ringer. So it's like, I don't want you to go through the ringer in front of the entire world at that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and it is hard to see like comments online because if you look at the screen time that she had, it's like a couple minutes. And is what, like I said, is her delivery, was it perfect? Did she say all the right things? Absolutely not. But seeing these comments of like someone I love so deeply in my life and having who she is and her personality to be boiled down to 2 minutes of time. Like that's hard to see. But again, what can you do? Like people are entitled to their own opinions, and I just have to be strong in knowing who she is and who I am. And that's all there is to it.
Exactly. All right, my final question to you is, what's something that you learned about yourself during your time through Love is Blind?
So much about myself. Oh gosh. How much time do you have? A lot. I think that the biggest thing I learned is like just to trust myself. Because like I said at the top of this call, like I before this journey, I like hid myself away and I was like, I'm kind of giving up. Like, I can't go through another heartbreak. I can't do this again. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Like, I don't know if I can take any more of this. And going through this just crazy time, it's like, well, you can take more of this. Like, you are stronger and more capable than you thought. And having the confidence to put myself out there, like, even if it doesn't work out perfect, or someone breaks up with you in the pods, or like, whatever. Like, knowing that you are strong and I am strong enough to get past that, grow from it, and move on, and be a better person for it. So, I think that's probably the biggest takeaway from all of this.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.